Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Mike White is like the Squid Game of NFL quarterbacks. He was so hot for a big hot minute, and now, yeah, we're done and we've moved on to the next thing. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Tonight, from the mobile Fox Sports Radio studios, as Mike Harmon doing the show the next couple of nights in Orlando. And let me just say this, they're never going to allow you in Orlando again, because right now, the Bucks are beating the Magic 110-67 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. This is all Harmon's fault. They are never going to allow you in Orlando. They're probably going to pull your park passes for the next couple of days because look at what you've done getting to her. They're losing by 43 points. And this is a team that beat the Knicks before. And you show up and look what happens.
Well, I bring greatness on one side, and really, at the end of the day, you need greatness in your life, even if it is the opposition, because that's how you need to meet your standards, right? Know what your bar is so you can try to achieve it, try to raise to it. I tried to do that at the park all day today as I walked around with my daughters. Some folks liked the constant commentary. Others really wondered what was wrong with me. So it was a fun 11 hours of wandering. I'm going to ice up my legs and get up and do it again tomorrow. But in the interim, we've got 4 hours of great sports talk and Tom Brady getting things done
now,
on a Monday night.
They're going to kick you out of that studio before the show's even over. They're going to go, oh, my God, look, we're losing by 50 and Harmon's here. That's it.
No. My guy, Michael, came in to help me out tonight. He's a Giants fan.
No, you're done. You're done. You're done.
No, but he hasn't kicked me out. He's a Giants fan, man. He could have just said, I'm staying home. Screw this guy. I think he just wanted to commiserate because then I let him know that I was a Bears fan, and he's like, you got worse than me.
Hey, listen, I'll buy you whatever you want out of the vending machine. I'll help you out a little bit, okay?
Yeah, but think about this triumvirate. He's got the Giants. I'm a Bears guy, and you got the Jets. I mean,
That's like the Bermuda Triangle of NFL teams. Yeah. It's really difficult. Yeah, I mean, nothing says Thanksgiving like Tim Boyle and Andy Dalton, buddy. Good
luck. You know what? I celebrate all 272 of them.
No one's going to celebrate that.
People will be making their turkey, getting ready for their naptastrophes while watching that. And Andy Dalton is elite.
Is there something else on? Is there a different game on? Because we're getting Tim Boyle and Andy Dalton. I don't know what this is.
What time?
But it's not football, and I don't like it.
Puppy Bowl based on that information.
I don't like it. I don't like this one bit. I want other football on my television. Let me find it. Let me get a replay of a game from last week.
Counter programming is a Maud marathon.
Good. It's Jaguars Bills from a couple weeks ago that was 9-6. That's a barn burner. We're excited about that. But speaking of football, yes, tonight, right now, early in the third quarter, it is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in one of the best uniform matchups you will see in the NFL. The Bucs lead the Giants right now 17-10. Tom Brady's at 229 for the day and a touchdown. The Giants keeping it close. But before we get to the game, just because it's got to be said, these Giants uniforms under the lights, I mean, this throwback to the 90s, even they're the same grass stains that I see on the Giants uniforms from the 90s. I expect to see
Wait for
Carl
Pepper
Banks.
Johnson come running around.
Yes, and Mark Collins and Jim Burt with the big jersey where Burt was stretched all the way across the back of his shoulder pads. I expect to see these guys on the field for the Giants. These uniforms are just absolutely glorious, I'll tell you. And look, the Bucks in the pewter throwbacks too are great. You know, that looks nice, but boy, looking at this Giants, I'm seeing Everson Walls. I'm seeing all these Giants, Leonard Marshall. You know, that's what I expect to see on the play. And I expect to hear John Madden. You know, Jim Burt was able to make a play on that one. And Burt's a guy, you know, I talked to him. I said, what do you eat on a day in the offseason? And Burt, you know, Burt told me, he said, you know, sometimes what I like to do is I like to have like three chickens in a day. And what I do in the offseason, I eat. Then I get really heavy in the offseason. He like gets really heavy. And like not heavy now, but he gets heavy in the offseason. He's getting heavy enough. That's Jim Burt right there. Jim Burt.
How much you've been practicing that one to bring that on a Monday night?
I mean, I just
you just
that
rolled
one
that
out.
One up. That's good.
I was feeling it, man. I mean, it's not quite Frank Caliendo, but I was kind of feeling it there with the.
Yeah, but I mean, his is long rehearsed. I don't imagine you're sitting around tormenting your wife and your kid with John Madden.
No, I mean, you do that
with your Berman enough. I mean, I think you add another name to the repertoire back there. We're going to have a misery situation going on there.
No, my daughter now leaves the room when I talk like Jerry Jones. If something happens, if the word Jones is said, I go, it's somebody. And Zoe will stand up and put her hands over her ears and walk out of the room.
You're just lucky she hasn't learned proper tackling form. Just like the Giants tonight, some of the Bucks, lots of the NFL anymore. But that's a lamentation I'll take in every season.
But look at the grass stains on Carl Banks' uniform. Carl Banks and Gary Reasons don't get the pub. But look at the grass stains are all down his shoulder and on his side. It's all green with the blue and the red. They don't get the credit that you know. Look, Lawrence Taylor, he gets the sacks, but Carl Banks and Gary Reed doesn't get the credit that they look at this play. Look, bang! Look at that play, right? That's a 2-yard loss.
I'm glad you got the bang in there. Just don't go to the well too soon.
Okay.
Right? You just did a good one, and then you went right back. Now we got to let it gestate a little bit. Let it marinate.
Maybe I'll just do the laugh, and that'll be okay.
The laugh's pretty good. Terrifying,
so right now,
and bringing me back to the games of my youth, but sure.
That laugh is terrifying. Right now, the Bucs are, like I said, the Bucs are driving. They lead by a touchdown midway through the third quarter. And the leading receiver for the Bucs tonight is Rob Gronkowski. Gronk, who was iffy for the game, 6 catches, 71 yards, also leading the team in targets. Remember, the team was without Antonio Brown. And Brown clearly is the guy that makes this team go, because look at how much the Bucs have been struggling without him the past 2 or 3 weeks. But watching this game, and it never ceases to amaze me that Rob Gronkowski has been a Hall of Fame tight end in the National Football League for over a decade. right? The guy came into the league in 2010. He had a pretty decent year, and then he turned into a bleeping superstar overnight. He is a Hall of Fame tight end. He's got 90 touchdowns for his career. And the number of times that he runs free and the defense loses track of him on a play, I don't understand. If he was young and, hey, now we got to account for Gronkowski because this guy looks pretty good. No, they still can't get Gronk. Gronk still is able to run down the middle of the field and run to an open spot and put his hand up, and Brady is throwing it to him. I mean, the guy's 6'6", 265. It's not like he's a tiny tight end. Oh, boy, he was a water bug and just put right by me. I didn't even see him. He was so tiny, it's like the Hamburglar. He just ran by me. I mean, I really, how many times Gronk just finds a way? I mean, look, he makes the contested catches great. Look, this is something he's done. We've seen that. When you'd see Brady throw him a pass, he'd go up between two guys and be able to physical them off the ball. But the number of catches he's made where he is running completely uncovered, it still baffles me that defenses lose track of him that often still after he's been this good for 10 years.
Well, in the end, he rope-a-doped you, I think, a little bit. Right? We saw a couple of routes. We just watched one where it looked like he got off the line in slow motion before making a very quick cut and making a play on the ball. So, you know, he lulls you to sleep and then suddenly makes an athletic football move, as the pundits love to say. Yeah, I can't explain it. You and I have been doing the show together now almost 8 years, and we've watched this time and time again. He's either your first or second option in every team that he's played going back to that rookie year, right? Look at what the New England receivers were and how important he was in making things happen when healthy, of course. But even now here in Tampa, right back on the field, game time decision. There he is, already six catches, all these targets, making plays, and there's never a shift of attention his way. Part of it is being able to play with Brady and the way he distributes the ball. That second guy doesn't come over. And you got a one-on-one matchup, you're losing. As long as he can walk, you're losing that matchup.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harvey. Just something. It's like the pyramids or Stonehenge. How is that? The question is just, how is he still running unopposed all these years later? Speaking of running unopposed, it was Mike Evans who found himself wide open in the end zone a few seconds ago. Catches the short touchdown pass from Brady. Extra point is good. So make it Buccaneers 24, Giants 10, as the Giants will now get the football. 7:35 to go in the third quarter. So we'll keep you up to date on this, because look, this could be, that the Buccaneers win this game. Suddenly it's 7-3, and maybe they're back near the top because the league continues to show that nobody is really good this year. But we have to start, of course, with a very important anniversary. Now, it's not the 10th anniversary, but it's one of those anniversaries we kind of have to celebrate every year, because just like Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah.
It was 9 years ago today. It was on this day in 2012 that this play took place.
Here's Tebow.
It's a deep! What a special moment for Tebow. There it is!
I think it might be the 9th anniversary of his first home run. It might be, although no, he was still in the NFL then. He was still, hey, I'm Tim Tebow, man. Look at me. I'm gonna beat the Steelers in a playoff game, and everybody still was going to hate me.
Well, I mean, the only way they could replace him was bringing in Peyton Manning without everybody being upset.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe Tebow will come in. Maybe Tebow will come in and replace Peyton in the Manning cast, and that's how he gets even. You know, now it's
I got to imagine he shows up on here at some point, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's not playing.
Condoleezza Rice was on today.
No, well, that's so, the thing. No current players are on anymore because they're all worried about this Manning cast curse. So he's not playing anymore. He can go on. He can go on every week.
Remember, yeah, I mean, we talked about Phil Mickelson mocking it. Yeah, I'm not going to play golf next week because of you guys.
All right. I'm going to take that week off instead. And instead, I'm going to Vegas, everybody. No, it was 9 years ago today. And this is not going to be a fake highlight. This is the actual highlight. Because sometimes when I say it was 9 years ago today this happened, Tyshirt always plays this next highlight when it's not. No, now today is the actual anniversary, 9 years ago, of this.
Four looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms. Bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Here comes the blue coat. Kevin.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
You know, I never noticed before how many times Kevin Harlan says bare-chested in that. That's like a 25-second clip, and he says bare-chested like six times.
You know what, though? You listen to Kevin Harlan do the radio call. He's going to give you a good idea of, is the guy wearing a three-quarter sleeve shirt underneath? Is he bare-armed? What's going on? You were going to get that every possession.
No, now we have to play it because people, Tyshirt, actually think it's the anniversary of that because we played it on the show a lot. No, it's not. You see, the thing is, you can't confuse people anymore.
How do I want confusing?
For maybe the only time, I'm going to give you your Christmas gift right now. I'm going to give you a Christmas gift right now.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, here's your Christmas gift. For the first time, and I'll probably do this again next year on this day, but this is the only time I'm going to tell you, please play the butt fumble.
Tom Moore, then at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator, you got to bust the play here. And then Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive.
I have never seen this before in my life. Watch this. Vince Wilfork is going to throw Brandon Moore back into his quarterback. He's going to fumble the football. This is what Reggie White used to do to people, forklift them and just lift them off the ground. Mark Sanchez not expecting it, and it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
Now, here's the thing. Something I will get into later on this hour is that entire call that you've heard on this show now for, 9 years. Probably 8.5. That call, that Chris Collinsworth, is absolutely incorrect. I've been saving this for a long time until we can get to the point where we can talk about it. That Chris Collinsworth call is absolutely incorrect. That is not what happens on the play. I know you've heard it so many times. You think it, you see it, you watch Sanchez fall. No. That is not what happens at all on that play. And I will tell you exactly what happens coming up. But it is not how Collinsworth describes it. 100%.
Okay, well, in the end, it will always be known as the butt fumble.
Yeah.
And Mark Sanchez is part of the Fox family, we can't erase that.
No.
I don't have the ability to digitally erase that.
No.
We've got some powerful friends. He does too.
Yeah.
You can't make that go away. It's part of the legacy, and you have to own it.
No.
Vince Wilfork was known for forklifting people.
But that is
remember,
the incorrect
he ended
part.
His career
you.
Brilliantly wearing overalls as a member of the Houston Texans.
That is an incorrect call. But yes, the Jets' legacy is Joe Namath walking off the field with a number one in his hand, in the air and the butt fumble.
And Mike White was telling you that he should have been the first overall pick.
Oh, and Mike White.
And
yes,
then he was benched, 2 days after.
Don't
Robert
want to
Sala
forget about Mike White.
Called him a hero.
Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven, tough, Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Well, coming up next, Jason Locken for a CBS Sports NFL Insider stops by. How bad are things in Cleveland for Baker Mayfield? What to make of the Chiefs and the Cowboys? Did Pete Carroll walk out of another press conference? Oh, keep it here. All that's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah,
it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio.
Remix!
Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
The ball is loose and it's alive.
Yeah. Touchdown. Steve Gregory, who, oh, by the way, went to Syracuse. Oh, by the way, went to my high school. One of the greatest players to ever come out of my high school, recovers a butt fumble and runs it in for a touchdown. Yeah, yeah, that's a true story. Not lying. That is 100% true story. Went to my high school. I actually saw him play a few games. Like, wow, this kid is fantastic. And he winds up, got, like, has a nice career in the NFL. Recovers the butt fumble. That's what he does.
Part of NFL lore right there.
Yeah, Jets, yeah.
And you have ties to him. That's beautiful.
I know. Joining us now on the hotline, a guy we've been tied to for a long time. He is an insider at CBS NFL extraordinaire, friend of the show, Jason Lockenfora. Jay, happy butt fumble anniversary.
Hey, yeah, wow. I didn't realize it was, but I appreciate the sentiment. Yeah. I do remember where I was when it happened.
I think we all remember where we were. It's one of those
watching
moments in history.
From the hotel room in New York on on Thanksgiving night, that was a year where I think my family was up there with me. We were staying through the weekend, and everybody was in bed, and I was in the little cot in the, like the I don't know what you could, the foyer of the hotel room, watching on TV with no sound, and wishing I was at home where I could, like, DVR it back and forth, you know what I mean? Where you could, like, have the TiVo kind of deal and go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
It's the first time I really ever used the TiVo remote control. I grabbed it and just said, hey, everybody, you got to watch this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Then we delayed dinner for a half hour. As
we might never see something like this again.
No, I remember watching it going, as soon as it happened, I said, that play is going to live forever. It's never going to not be something. It's going to be – and that stands right. So you said, what's the Jets franchise in one play? I would say, well, it's the butt fumble. Oh, okay, there it is. Franchise in one play.
Yeah, that was – pretty much it for Rex, right? I mean, that was pretty much like, this is run its course.
Well, I do want to say before we get on to another quarterback is that I dig the fact, because I get exactly where you're coming from, because, you know, hey, you know when the butt fumble was going on, you were in the middle of your career now and everything was great, but when it comes to family, it's, yeah, you can stay on the fold-out cot and we're all in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, like, everybody else was, yeah, it was, they got the beds and I was on the fold-out, yeah. Even though I was the only one who worked that day. But that's exactly how it should be.
That
is my
television.
Lot in life, and I am completely at peace with it, and I'm blessed and thankful that I have people to take the beds while I take the cot.
Because
without
first
them,
class.
I'd have nothing.
He's
it would
television.
Just be me and the dogs.
Well, that is true. That is true. So once in a while, you got to suck it up with that. Okay,
like that Saturday Night Live skit about like the dog park for dudes. Like
that's good.
That's real. Like, my circle gets tighter every year.
All right.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Maybe I should be on a couch right now with my feet up, like, talking to a therapist. But I do think there's some truth in that.
No, it happens.
Let's talk football.
Look, I get to the point where I say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm old enough now. No, I'm not going to sleep on the floor and have other – no, I need the bed, okay? So we're gonna take that. Speaking of, you said dog. Let's go to the dog pound. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Baker Mayfield did the one thing you're not supposed to do, take on the fan base today when he was asked about the fans' reaction to him. As dinged up as he is, as difficult as the Browns' offense has in scoring points, aren't we just going to see the Browns say, hey, listen, Baker, take a seat. We can hide the injury as to why you're sitting so we can get some new energy in Case Keenum is going to be the quarterback at some point soon?
Well, look, they play at Baltimore Sunday night. I think that's going to be a tough gig for them. Not that Baltimore's a great team by any stretch, and they have serious limitations on defense. But you look at Baker physically right now, and they can't really get the ball to receivers. They're kind of living and dying with Nick Chubb. Even when they get off to fast starts, it's been rough. They had the 40-burger they hung on the Bengals in the Battle of Ohio, but in their last six games, the other five, they've been held to 17 or fewer. We'll see. I mean, then they have the bye week, and then they host the Ravens the following week, in which could be, you know, sort of a statement on their season. Like, if they get swept in those games, and Baltimore plays Cleveland in between, but again, I'm sorry, Baltimore plays Pittsburgh in between, but again, Cleveland's on the bye. You know, I don't know that they could survive being swept. And I don't think Baltimore is necessarily good enough to sweep them, but if the Rams are going to hemorrhage yards on the ground like they are right now, and they're going to have a quarterback who's limited pushing the ball downfield, and they have really suffered without Conklin at right tackle, and now they're giving up sacks at an alarming rate. None of that bodes well. So we'll see. But you shouldn't. I mean, it had been a while. Like, I want to say 18 months, maybe more, since Baker Mayfield had said something where you could kind of have your antennas go up, right? I mean, I think I remember the Duke Johnson stuff talking about his contract, and then he threw a trainer under the bus, and there was a lot of stuff that happened like late in the Hugh Jackson regime. But things had been pretty much on message, like on point. But I just don't know why he had to, like, especially when he didn't talk yesterday. It's like, so wait a minute. you hit the pause button because you don't want to do anything that makes the situation worse. You actually, you know, I don't think it's good to avoid the media, but I get it. But then to come back today after your wife had the Instagram thing in the interim, and to take that approach, yeah, that would give me some pause if I'm running the Cleveland Browns. But I don't know that it leads to an immediate benching.
Chaos ensues, and that's what we saw, Kansas City and Dallas. What am I supposed to take out of that game? Because Kansas City, I mean, it's not like they were pinball offense, and we talked about the defense. You know, they hadn't played anybody, that old narrative, Jason. And then they go and they keep the Dallas Cowboys to 9 points.
Well, I would say what I take from it is that experiment of putting Chris Jones out on the perimeter and having him sort of become your edge presence was ill-fated and short-lived, thankfully for Chiefs fans. And he's back healthy, and he's absolutely wrecking things on the inside. They've stabilized that cornerback. They've got Tyrann Mathieu playing better ball. They sort of rediscovered a little bit of a swag and a mojo, and it wasn't just the Dallas game. You can go back 4 weeks now, and they're getting more pressure. They're being playing more sound football. They're more consistent. They've stabilized, and they've been helped by a Chiefs offense that isn't necessarily swinging for the fences all the time, but is content to hold the football, content to play time of possession ball, which again limits the amount of time the defense is on the field. And has cut down on some of the turnovers, although they're not completely out of the woods with that. But certainly it's better now than it looked, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So Kansas City's in it. They're probably going to stay in it. If they can get Josh Gordon or any other thing going in the passing game, then I think they'll really be, you know, the team to beat. I'm not going to crown anybody in the AFC, though, because it's just – it's so week to week, you know? I mean, you've got 12 teams that are 500 or better, and then you got four that are absolute, you know, the dregs. And among the 12 that are 500 or better, a lot of, you know, from week to week, a lot of things can shift and change. So I think the offensive line, though, is better now than it looked 6 weeks ago as well for Kansas City. So things are certainly trending in the right direction.
Jason Lockett for our guest, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, let's talk about Seattle here for a couple of seconds, because it was a really bizarre scene yesterday after a loss. The offense looked lost. Pete Carroll came out, got very upset that the team is losing, left the press conference, came back. How does this end for Seattle this season? Does this end with Pete Carroll leaving? Does this end with Russell Wilson leaving? How does it end for them?
I think it ends with Russell Wilson leaving. They have struck out mightily in the first round for quite some time now. The roster isn't nearly as deep or top-heavy even as it used to be. There's issues all over the offensive line. They can't run the ball and have difficulty even just finding a running back to rely on week in, week out. And the defense is a mess. I mean, it just is. They're not a very good football team. And to lose the way they have. Last week was one thing. I thought they fought hard. I mean, going to Lambeau and Russ first game back from the finger and all that. I thought they showed better there than they did yesterday. And so it's like, well, we're in this hole, and how do we get out of it? They don't have any extra draft capital. That, you know, trade down stuff hasn't resulted in a whole lot of future picks, and the picks they've made haven't been nearly good enough. So, and they're in a pretty tough division with some aggressive teams. So I think it leads to, if we really want to, you know, if Russ isn't, if we're so bad that Russ alone isn't good for 10 wins anymore, then, and Russ isn't going to do an extension with us, and Russ has 2 years left on his deal, then maybe it's time to shop Russ.
Now, Jason, one of the best trending stories of the night makes me, I'm entertained, because it comes out of a basketball game. The Indiana Pacers absolutely demolishing the Chicago Bulls at the United Center. And the highlight of the night, Chicagoans united. Fire Nagy. A day after a chance all day long at Soldier Field. Fire Nagy. Bears play the Lions on Thanksgiving. Boyle versus Dalton. Let's get it on. And look, the Bears have never fired a coach in season.
No.
Might they finally do something against the grain?
I don't know that they have somebody on staff who they feel like is kind of who they really want to see necessarily run the team. But this is going to be a tough game for them in a short week. And Detroit is playing with more spirit and fire right now than the Bears are. And Detroit's going – they got their tie. They're going to eventually get a win. I think it could be here. And that doesn't mean that the family there would do something even with a 9-day break before they play again. But I think there'll certainly be conversations. Because ultimately these are the people you're trying to get to pay your bills. And these are the people you're going to be trying to get, you know, 5 years from now to go out to Arlington Heights for this new thing that they're probably going to be looking to build in 2026 at the racetrack there where they bought the land. And people aren't buying it right now. That's pretty clear. I don't know where it goes in the interim, where it gets any better, and Fields being banged up is not a good look for anybody. But just check out their schedule down the stretch. There's not a whole lot of games where you feel like they're in great shape. And again, I don't really even like them in this spot Thursday. You look at what Detroit's done, how they're battling against good teams. And not to say that Chicago didn't give Baltimore a game, but I mean, Baltimore's playing with Huntley at quarterback. I think the bottom might be really about to drop out in Chicago.
Hey, Jay, lastly, you know, watching the Bucs play tonight without Antonio Brown and they get back on track against the Giants, are you believing in them a little bit more than some of the other teams now, or they still have issues that other teams do?
I've never not believed in them. I mean, you look at the institutional knowledge there and the been there, done that of the whole operation. And, I mean, who's betting against – how do you bet against Tom Brady? Like, they've had a couple of down weeks like every team in the league, but the dude still could throw 50 touchdown passes this year. Getting Gronk back is huge. I just think it settles things down for Brady's conscience. It makes him feel like when all else fails, I know I got a guy here who's just going to know what I'm thinking when he's thinking at the same time, and we'll street ball it up if we have to or whatever. I think they've still got some kinks to work through defensively for sure. And losing Vita Vea is never a good thing because he's a special player. But, no, I would not count the Bucs out whatsoever. A week ago I would have said I think Green Bay is the best team in the league. And then you got Aaron Rodgers saying, hey, this turf toe thing is, like, really, really bad, and I'm not going to practice again this week. And, boy, I hope it feels better after the bye, but if somebody steps on this thing again, it could really be problematic. And we know Jordan Love can't play. So, you just start looking around and what the Rams have looked like lately. And, maybe Arizona's the flavor du jour again because Kyler will be back on the other side of the bye. But, they're going into some uncharted territory there for that whole group. So, I don't know, man. Your guess is as good as anybody's.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports NFL Insider. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the night, rest of the week. We'll talk to you soon. Happy Thanksgiving.
Always my pleasure, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, there goes Jason Lockenfora. Look, I'm not that concerned about Aaron Rodgers because he'll just start taking more ivermectin and then he'll get better, right?
Don't go down that bad path, man. And how about a Fresca going to blow up any second now? I think it is a concern. Look, you're playing the Rams. They'll muddy it up around your feet unless you just run the ball on them because they seem to wilt. At least that's the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yet it's Matt Stafford's fault. Making sure we've got that right.
All Matt Stafford's fault.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Daniel Jones has just been picked off by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have the football right now, 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They are in Giants territory looking to add to that 27-10 lead. We will have more on this game and Daniel Jones why the Giants are going to hold the key to the offseason coming up in a few minutes. But look, the game of the week this week was, well, at least going into it, it wasn't played that way, but the game of the week going
hey,
in.
That over-under was 56, baby.
Oh, my God. I thought that was, I mean, of course that wasn't going to come true. It was such an easy bet. Nah, of course. The Chiefs beat the Cowboys. Everybody's back on the Chiefs bandwagon. It's what's wrong with the Cowboys. All right, well, one team at a time. Yes, I thought the Cowboys would win, and they didn't. And it is stunning to see a team that good offensively, even though they're dinged up, they're missing a couple of pieces, but they're not incredibly dinged up, lose and get dominated by a Chiefs defense that at its best is just okay. So why are the Cowboys, what's the problem with them the last few weeks? The problem with the Cowboys is they are not mentally strong enough. They are not. There
mentally
is not enough.
Strong enough.
They
Explain.
Are not mentally strong enough. Because look at the last two games they have. Being overconfident in that game against Denver, and what happens? They get punched in the mouth and they can't do anything right. All right, they go into this game against Kansas City. We're gonna be ready. We're gonna get out there, we're ready. They get hit in the mouth early, and Kansas City is extremely physical with them. And what happens? They have no answer. Right, post-game, Jerry Jones is already saying, hey, when our injured guys get back, like, he can guarantee they won't have injuries the rest of the season. Oh, once our injured guys get back, everything is fine. I mean, don't worry, everything is fine. They are mentally fragile. As good as Dak Prescott is he that kind of leader they need? As good of an offense that Mike McCarthy has put together, is he that kind of a leader that can instill, hey, we have to be mentally tough to make through the rigors of an NFL season? Yes, we are incredibly talented, and we hear people say that all the time, you see the money and you see the glitz and the glamour, but the Cowboys can't sustain success. And that happens when you are not mentally strong enough, when you can't live the ins and outs on a weekly basis of the National Football League. The Cowboys will look good for a couple of weeks and you think, boy, they've got it and they're riding high, and then they hit the skids. And how do you not pull yourself out of it? They are talented enough. They are as talented as any team in the league, and they are a team that defensively is able to get turnovers and make big plays, but yet they lose games like this. That is just stunning. And you see they're already looking for excuses. No, nothing's wrong. We're just waiting for our injured guys to get back. I'd like to see some Dallas players take some accountability for the losses and say, this is on me. I'm getting us out of this. Whether it's Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott or somebody, I'd like somebody to say, this is on me to get us out of this, and let's do this. Let's not fall apart. Let's understand that we get punched in the mouth. We got to punch back. Let's not come into a game overconfident. Let's know what it realizes and what it takes to be a contender in the NFL, because there's nothing else for the Cowboys that they're lacking. They have all the talent. They have an easy division. They have everything, but they're not mentally strong enough to get through the week by week rigors of winning in the National Football League. Other teams are. You know, why do you think the Bucs find a way to plow through, right? Why do you think these other teams find, why do you think the Chiefs find a way to plow through when they're really struggling and they could make the playoffs or not make it? Because they are mentally tough enough, because they know what it takes to win. The Cowboys know what it takes to put up great numbers and things go great for us and, hey, we're a really good team. We start believing everything that's said to us. But you got to be able to dig down deep and get in the trenches and win football games. And the Cowboys can't do that. And they need some kind of leadership, some kind of mental a jump, mental leap, mental toughness added to them that's going to help them do that, because that's why they're not winning.
Did you give this speech to your daughter's soccer team or what?
No.
Is that what we got going here, coach?
They could have used it on Saturday. Beverly Hills beat us pretty good on Saturday.
Well, I mean, look, cut and print. T-shirt, send him the digital file. He can just play it on a giant stereo like he's Cusack and say anything. Look, the three losses this year are to teams outside the division. All teams expected to be, well, two of the three are to be pretty, pretty, pretty good. That Denver game, I don't know, they still had some teeth in them, right? And for a couple of weeks, they were told how awful they were. Everybody gets gets paid, last I checked. So any given Sunday, you got to come up. And weeks 9, 10, and 11 have been three of the weirdest weeks we've seen on record in the National Football League in terms of trying to determine what's up and what's down. No Smith on the offensive line. No Amari Cooper. No defensive ends. You're a little shorthanded. So I think I'll take a moral victory in keeping the Chiefs to 19 points, shake it off and laugh and say, you know who's next? The Raiders. Because we got it better than them.
Who's got it better than us? Well, okay, there's about eight. That's not the answer. You say nobody. Oh, I thought you were asking who's got it better than us, and I was going to tell you some of the teams that did, because there's still some teams. No, just I'm going to say it again. Just do it. Just do it.
Look at that. We're bringing out the old Harbaugh motivational tactics for those missing that reference.
Well, they're going to need that this week because, you know, Ohio State scored 80 points in the first half against Michigan State. That could be that game on as good as Michigan
feels
right now.
Did they have a team
right
of Eddies out there? Did they just give 11 kids out of the student section, hey, you guys come out and play or something? My goodness.
I told you Ohio State was going to kill them in that game. I told you. I mean, other games I didn't get right, but that one I got right. I told you Ohio State was going to win. No, look, if
I
the Cowboys...
you'd see the Wizard and see some, get some heart there, but that's a story for another time.
If the Cowboys could find that, if they could find that mental toughness, they'd be fine. But you can already see them looking for excuses. Why is this so bad? Why? We would understand.
I will ask this. How do they have
from them?
Four of their final five games of the regular season are in division? Riddle me that, Batman.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Look, the division's going to be there for it's going to be getting out of that.
Yeah, but really, how do you set up a schedule like that?
Man. Well, you have all the teams that are mediocre. That's kind of how it works.
Well, they don't know they're trash coming in, do you?
Well, yeah, can only play who's on paper, right? Can only play who's in front of you.
Yeah, watch it unfold.
Coming up next, we got more Butt Fumble and more Monday Night Football Reacts. This is Fox.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.